This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 8th, 2024. Hurricane Rafael, a rare November hurricane, made landfall in western Cuba as a Category 3 storm on Wednesday and continued to move slowly towards the northwest on Thursday morning. Hurricane Rafael left Cuba's 10 million residents without power and is now a Category 2 storm, moving away from Cuba and heading northwest towards the Gulf of Mexico. Initial predictions showed the storm could have been headed for Florida and Louisiana, but all watches and warnings in those areas have been discontinued. The Hurricane Watch Net, HWN, the VOIP Hurricane Net, and WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center, were activated until Wednesday night, but are now secured and continuing to monitor the storm. The NHC predicts that Hurricane Rafael should remain a hurricane for the next couple of days as it moves into a drier air mass in the south-central Gulf of Mexico this weekend and early next week. We'll have online updates as the hurricane moves northwest at ARRL.org. Results are published and the numbers are in for the 2024 ARRL Field Day results, and they paint a picture of a very active 2024 ARRL Field Day. Nearly 1.3 million contacts were reported during the 24-hour period. That is up from 2023's 1.25 million contacts, and that's likely indicative of the continued rise of Solar Cycle 25 leading up to the event, but more people also participated this year. Entries were received from all 85 ARRL and Radio Amateurs of Canada, RAC, sections, as well as from 27 different countries from outside the U.S. and Canada. It is encouraging to see a rise in participation this year, said ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE. ARRL Field Day is amateur radio's premier event, and the hams turned out for it. Field Day is whatever you make it. For some participants, it's a contest. For others, it's a social gathering and club activity. Other groups use Field Day to showcase what amateur radio is all about to the public. Some groups use Field Day as an opportunity to introduce youths to amateur radio. Class A, B, and C scores are included in the 2024 QST results article. The scores for Class D, E, and F stations and club aggregate scores are listed in the 2024 line scores on the web, as well as in the digital edition of QST. Results are available now on the ARRL Field Day website and in the December issue of QST. It's never too early to start making your plans, though, for 2025 ARRL Field Day. That will be held on June 28th and 29th. On Armed Forces Day in May of 1971, 53 years ago, two amateur radio operators working as WZ6SNI activated San Nicolas Island, IOTANA-066. At 61 miles offshore, San Nicolas is the most remote of the Channel Islands off the coast of Southern California and is owned by the U.S. Navy. Now, weather permitting, Will Costello, WC6DX, has been authorized to be active from San Nicolas Island, November 8th through the 12th, 2024. He's taking a Buddy Hex antenna for 6 to 20 meters and a 100-watt rig for island chasers in Southern California, Arizona, and Southern Nevada who may not be able to hear because of skip. He will also take a Buddy Pole antenna for daytime use on 40 and 30 meters. Operations will primarily be single sideband and CW if conditions deteriorate due to solar flares. QSL instructions will be on WC6DX's QRZ.com homepage after the operation. The 2025 Dayton Hamvention will be held at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio on May 16th, 17th, and 18th. The theme for 2025 will be Radio Independence. Dayton Hamvention is the largest hamfest in the country. You can find tickets and more information at www.hamvention.org. Amateur radio YouTubers are scheduled to host a telethon to benefit the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. The event will be hosted by Josh Nass, KI6NAZ, on his Ham Radio Crash Course channel. The live event will be on Saturday, November 30th. Several generous donors have stepped up with a challenge grant to encourage other radio amateurs to donate to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. Look for more details coming soon. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. From the AMSAT News Service, we have a wonderful story about AO7. Most think that the oldest operational satellites are Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. Yes, indeed, they are old, both launched in 1977. However, AO7 was launched on November 15, 1974. We are celebrating its 50th year in space, and it still operates. We can say it did not live continuously, and what I mean by that is after about 6.5 years, the NICAP batteries at the time had failed. It was thought that the satellite had died. However, after some 21 years, something happened. An open circuit occurred in the batteries, allowing power from the solar panels to awaken the sleeping satellite. There it was in 2002, back to life and functioning. The first to hear the satellite wake up was Pat G3IOR in the UK. I may have been not far behind when I noticed during field day, which was a few days later, CW on an FM satellite, which should not have been there. The FM satellite had an uplink on the same frequency as AO7 telemetry. To our amazement, it was AO7. Since then, there have been many, many contacts made over AO7. The satellite is now starting to show more of its age, but still, QSOs can be made. It almost never sends telemetry anymore. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. On November 9th, it's the FIST Saturday Sprint, that's CW. November 9th and 10th, the WAADX contests, RIDI, that's digital. November 9th through the 11th, it's the PODX070 Club Triple Play Low Band Sprint, that's digital as well. On November 9th and 10th, there are four great opportunities. The International Fall Contest, digital. The JIDX Phone Contest, that's phone. The OKOMDX Contest, that's CW. And the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that is CW as well. November 9th through the 11th, the CQWE Contest, CW Phone and Digital. November 9th through the 18th, the AWA Bruce Kelly 1929 QSO Party, that is CW. And on November 10th, the North American Single Sideband Sprint Contest, that is phone. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on December 13th and 14th, it's the Tampa Bay Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 4th, Ham Radio University sponsoring the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And on January 10th through the 11th, 2025, Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida. And remember, you can search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. ARRL has two closures coming up for our headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. ARRL will be closed on Friday morning, November 8th, 2024, for an employee meeting. During the short closure, members are encouraged to use the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, for membership renewals, publication purchases, and to access most benefits, services, and programs. The ARRL headquarters, lobby, and store, and W1AW will reopen to visitors at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1700 Universal Coordinated Time, on Friday. W1AW will not run the slow code transmission that morning, though. The previously scheduled W1AW qualifying run for Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 1400 Universal Coordinator Time, has also been canceled. And ARRL will be closed on Monday, November 11th, 2024, in observance of Veterans Day. There will be no W1AW bulletins or code practice that day. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For ARRL news, publications, or to join or renew your ARRL membership, please visit www.arrl.org. And we are grateful for the sacrifices and service of veterans. And finally this week, thanks to the Fort Wayne Radio Club in Allen County, Indiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.